Morning. My life before Christ. Jesus says in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." Ever since I was very young, I was very aware of God. He was calling me and reminding me that He was there. God was working in my life in so many ways. My mom and dad would take me to a non-denominational church since I was a baby. Yet the word of God that I heard did not begin to penetrate me until I was in high school. I began to pray to God. I felt dead. I began to talk to Him, and He would talk to me through the word of God that I had heard. I would get under conviction at church by the Holy Spirit, and I would profess to know Him. But when I got home, I had no power to live it. I was still, as Ephesians 2 says, dead in my trespasses and my sins. Even after high school, I continued to go to church once in a while, but the conviction would come and I wasn't ready to commit my life to Christ. So I would drift back and forth between the church and the world. Eventually, I moved to Illinois and married Maria. I continued as a double-minded person, trying to serve the Lord and myself. Jesus says, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Luke 16:13. I needed to listen to God's voice. He was calling me, like Jesus says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." James 4:8. How I came to know Christ. Finally, I moved to the Westline Apartments. I remember moving in carrying a bunch of boxes, and God gave me a divine appointment with Pastor Matt and Brother Bill Slip. Danette Barkley was there also. It was June 11, 2011, about 1 year ago exactly. They asked if I needed help with the boxes, and they asked if they could come in and speak to me about Jesus. I said I would love to. Pastor Matt Black asked if I had been born again as a Christian. He took me through Romans 3. He said that many believe themselves to know God, but their words and deeds might tell a different story. The scripture says, "My words and my my mouth were like an open grave because of the lies I was telling and living." We spoke for more than an hour, and God began to work deeply in me. I crumbled to my knees and began to repent. That day was a great awakening for me. Even though I did not yet come to Christ fully, God gave me a wake-up call. He was drawing me, but I needed to be absolutely surrendered to Him. After that, I would attend church for a while, then be drawn back to the world. This would happen many times. One day, Pastor Black and Brother Dennis Mitchell came to challenge me to make my calling and election sure, as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1. I began to attend Living Hope Church again. God was calling me. In late April, God was drawing me in a strong way. I wanted to draw near to Him more than anything. I had been praying about this all week. It was April 29, 2012. Another divine appointment, but this time just with God. I had been playing pirated games and watching pirated movies. I was convicted of my hypocrisy by God's Spirit. I got rid of the illegal movies and games. I stopped playing around with God. I came humbly to the repentance to Christ and gave Him my whole life without any conditions. I knew at that moment I was born again. I was a new creation. I had placed my trust in Christ. I had placed my trust in the cross of Jesus Christ completely. My confession of Christ. I want to confess to you today that Jesus Christ is my Savior. He is my Lord and Master. He is my rock of salvation. I trust Him through the valley of the shadow of death and back with no fear. I have no fear of death or demons. I only fear the awesome power of Jesus Christ, my Lord, Savior, and King. My life since I came to Christ. Everything has changed since I came to know Christ 1 month ago. I have never been free from my sins until I have known Jesus Christ. He has freed me from the slavery of my sins. I am freed from all fear of death and hell. Death no longer binds my soul. Christ has given me eternal salvation and life in Him. I want to proclaim my faith in Jesus Christ in the way of the truth and the life. I want to confess my love for Him through baptism today. Romans 1 verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Praise God.